Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud.
Good morning, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Monday, July 27th. It's 75 degrees out there. Glad to have you with us on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening to us on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
It's a happy Monday because we get to meet two cutie patooties. That's a word I learned from our next guest, Mary Beth. Good to see you and to hear from you, Mary Beth Knapp, of course, from the Humane Society of York County. I'm just distracted because Gomer is gorgeous.
So stoic.
I had to say it. He's a hunk of hunker burning love because he is.
Yeah.
What an adorable dog. And what a sad story. Just having an 8-year-old dog come in, surrendered by his owner. It's just so sad because, you know, you can't imagine the circumstances around that. So we try very hard not to. We just go with the beautiful heart of this dog. And he is a large breed dog. Not exactly sure what he's mixed with, but he's a big boy. And he loves to jump up gently and give you a full body hug. And I know it's so bad and it's so wrong as far as a trainer's concerned, but it's so wonderful. I can't even tell you to have this big boy just gently get up there and just go, oh, just hug me, please.
I love that because he's big, but he's got polka dotted ears.
Oh, he's just...
So it gives him this playful.
He's got polka dotted ears.
Yes. They're adorable.
And beautiful amber eyes.
Yes.
Oh, heaven's sake. Well, he is a love bug, and he wants nothing more than to be your best friend. And he's looking for the rest of his life to be spent with you, whoever that person, the right person is. He is good with other calm dogs. He's a very calm, gentle giant, and he would appreciate a calm home as well. We don't know too much more about him, so you never know. Sometimes they surprise us, and they think crazy wild children are awesome, so you just never know, you know, on his reactions, and we are open for that. So we're open to learn how he'll do with people. And he is so interested in spending time with people. So if this beautiful, beautiful hunk of burning love interests you, call and make an appointment because he will not disappoint. You can call and find out, too. You know, you never know between yesterday and today if he's gotten an application because he is so wonderful. But maybe you'll have that luck and you'll get this boy because, oh, my gosh. And then there's Leia. Oh, my gosh.
She's so pretty.
Oh, Leia, the cat of the week. I think that's such a funny look she's giving. I love it. She is another beauty. She's our beautiful feline. And she's just got these gorgeous outlined eyes that any woman would love to have naturally.
Yes.
Isn't that the truth? You know, we have to put ours on. These babies have them so beautifully identified. And she, again, was surrendered by her owners at no fault of her own. And as you can see in the picture, she's got a clipped ear. So she was expected to be feral, and then she turned into a love. So she is not feral, but this was, you know, the thought that, okay, she's out there loose, capture her, clip her ear, fix her so she cannot have more babies and populate. And instead, she became this cuddle bug. So she loves to cuddle. She would love a quiet home just like Gomer. And her goal in life is just to snuggle. She wants to get as close as she possibly can with you. So no social distancing for her. She just wants to be your forever. So if this beauty interests you, please call. Make an appointment. Don't hesitate. We would love them. They are do so much better in a home than in the shelter because it's very, very stressful in this shelter. So if this baby interests you, call and make an appointment. And then our pause scoop this week. We have said this before, and we'll say it again. We are looking for people who want to support our mission, time, talents, and treasures. For your time, consider volunteering at our thrift shop. It is a hoot. You meet a family of other like-minded people who love fur babies and want to do what's best for them and make as much money as we can for them so we can support our mission. At $53,000 a month, it really does do a great job. Prior to the COVID, it was supporting us at 60%. Mm. So it's a really important thing to do, which then says if you have other talents, use them. Fundraise, social media, you know, get our pictures out there and spread the word. All this matters to help our babies find their forever home so we can save more. And then, of course, your treasures. Give your gently used items to our thrift shop so we can turn them into life-saving dollars. Someone, here's an example, many of our volunteers rallied and made masks during COVID, and we sold them so that we could get that positive thing going out there so people can come in because masks are still required, and you can shop. And, of course, give of your finances. It all really does matter. And then our rescue needs this week, we are out of newspapers, so if you are collecting newspapers, drop them off. We need pedigree puppy food, small dog treats, Kongs and our Nyla bones to occupy our big dogs and little dogs. You know, with this heat on, they can't go out as much as they need, and they can't go out to get that energy expelled. So putting their energy into those bones really helps. And then, of course, laundry detergent and bleach. All these are on our Amazon wish list, which also other things as well, which offset our operational costs. So give, shop online, do what you can for our mission because we so appreciate it. And, oh, my gosh, you see these faces and they will melt you. All this information is at humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. And, of course, our thrift shop is Possibilities Thrift Shop right there in Fort Mill, 2144 Carolina Place.
Just a great way to make a difference with the fur babies and also a great time to get a few things out of your house, go for a good cause. And the shelter number is 803-802-0902. Mary Beth Knapp, thank you.
That's beautiful and a great plug because you can redo your house and not be committed. You can come in, buy great things for next to nothing, redo your house and go, not really interested, re-donate and buy again.
Oh, there you go. I love it.
You got to love it. You got to love not being committed in this time of craziness.
That's true.
Thanks so much for all you do and for the volunteers.
Thank you, guys. You have a great week.
Okay, right. You too.